All right, Kenny. You did an interview with Swap Moto Live, so that means Paul Bamex has to get one too. Not a great night. Looking well, charging up, but collision with Anderson, and then that's kind of the race right there.
Yeah, we did a bunch of testing. I mean, stuff that I've previously ridden. But every time we went out today, I had something different on. So we went through a lot of different feels of the bike, pretty much. And, yeah, I rode in the heat race. Wasn't really too happy with it. And we actually luckily made the right choice, right changes for the main event. So it wasn't perfect. Like, I feel like we can be a lot better. But at least I could race and charge forward. And it was fun not having to just fade because, you know, you're super uncomfortable on it. So that was okay, obviously, until Anderson took me down. I had no idea he was even there. He was... looks like he was quite a bit faster. I kind of got a little held up by Eli a little bit. I was catching him, and this track tonight, because it was so hard packed and pebbly, it was really hard to pass. It wasn't a great track for passing. So
2090s.
Yeah, and just that the dirt didn't really allow for it. You know, we were teeter tottering around, like where I went down after the whoops. It's just a, I don't know, it was a weird track, so I wasn't really going anywhere there. And then obviously it was too late. That was probably my worst run through the whoops, and I went super wide, and Anderson just took my front wheel. So after that, my grip was all peeled off, but that wasn't really the problem. I just couldn't really find a good flow afterwards again, and just was kind of putting around, and just ended up in seventh. So
yeah, once you crash, it's tough for you guys to. I don't know what it is. It's just you can't get back into where you were.
Yeah, I mean, there's nights where you can, yeah. Like if things are going good, but I picked up the bike, and then I don't know, I was kind of not that great in the whoops, and you know, just rode tighter and didn't really let it flow, so that for sure hurt me. But hey, I wish we were just talking about it. Normally with those results that I've been getting lately, I would have been 30 points behind by now. We're packed it out, basically, yeah. Focus on outdoors at this point. Yeah. No, but it's only 7 points. It makes it really exciting, even from a rider's perspective. There's a lot of stuff going on right now, so it's about showing up every single weekend and being smart and kind of play your cards right, you know, take what you can get during the night. And other than that, I mean, there's a lot of mix-ups going on. Back in the day, it was always first, second, third were always the same, so it was impossible to make up ground, right? Yeah. So I feel like with a decent weekend and something like today, you can go from, like Eli did, he was ahead of me, and now he's points leader. Like, yeah,
I saw the points, I'm like, what? Tomac's leading? Like, I didn't know how that was possible, but you're right. It's been exciting, and yeah, man, we'll keep it up. Thanks for doing this.
Yep, no worries.